Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync. Today is December 15th, 2020. My name is Andrew Turley and I will be the host. If everybody can introduce themselves, that would be great.
I'm Joe Matthew.
I'm Gord Tischer.
Jason.
I'm Jason Carr.
There we go. All right.
Just lurk silently.
You were trying to get away with it. I saw that. So, as usual, the issues that we're going to be going over can be found in the sync stream under the 2020-12-15 topic in Zulip. And so if you are on the call or if you're following along on the recording, you can go there and find all the issues. We'll start, as we always do, with the RFCs. So first up, we have one PR open against the RFCs. It's the Unicode string 179.
I think there's nothing necessarily new to discuss. It was some back and forth between Jason and Laura about the implementation details. So.
Okay. Jason, is there anything you want to say about it? Or
I don't think there's anything that interesting that's not already mentioned there. We did run into a small issue where the field access checks inside recover blocks are still a bit too strict. So there's usability problems.
Oh, okay. No. That's more of a recover block issue then, right?
Yeah, nothing to do with strings. It just came up that like the naive implementation.
Right.
Well, the normal implementation didn't work. You had to like add an extra let.
I see. Okay. Got it. All right. We'll move on to the Pony compiler. There is one PR open, and that's 3679 changes for RFC 179 Unicode string. And so, Jason, you commented on this, and is this just kind of more discussion?
Yeah, we're like just looking over the PR.
Yeah.
Definitely nothing interesting there.
Okay. Sounds good. We have one open issue, 3684 error LD library found.
Never mind. There is one interesting issue because I read my last comment there. There is a resize method in the RFC that it doesn't seem possible to implement safely that needs to be talked about.
Oh, okay. Should we talked about here or just talked about within the context of the issue?
I don't know exactly what that means, but talking about it here.
Okay.
Because basically the goal with this method had been to provide a method to change the number of bytes that a string, how long a string was, but that kind of inherently is a memory safety issue. And so I've made some potential suggestions of fixing that, but I think we need to figure out some solution, correct? Because it's a, I'll try to find the signature of that. But it's basically, yeah, fun ref resize length, and it sets a byte length, and it's for FFI reasons. So the short bit is, I don't think anybody noticed that during the RFC, but that's like, inherently memory unsafe.
And this is, let's see, yeah, at a resize, I'm going to set the size of a string in bytes. This is needed for FFI calls where the pointer is populated by the function and the string length in bytes is provided by the function. Is this equivalent to anything that's in string today?
No, I suggested that that use case seemed like it could be done with from C pointer, but I don't believe there's anything like that right now.
What was the, so what, I'm just gonna read Roland's comment here. So I think the use case of this create a string of a certain size as a buffer, a pointer to that buffer is then passed to a foreign function. Foreign function puts string bytes in the buffer and returns the size of the string bytes. This function is then called with the return size to synchronize the string class with its buffer pointer. This was previously done using the truncate function. I changed the truncate function to take the number of code points as a parameter, so truncate will no longer be used in this way. That is why I created resize. Maybe we should change the name to resize bytes to better indicate that this function takes the number of bytes as a parameter. So it says truncate was previously being used for this case. So the inherent memory unsafety that you're talking about with resize, I think is only unsafe to the extent that it expands the buffer, right?
Yes.
So if we make resize work by only being able to make the size smaller and probably rename it to like truncate bytes. Then the memory safety issue is gone, and we were like at parity with how truncate was being used previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I suppose you sort of have to do that anyway, because you have to pre-allocate the sufficiently sized buffer.
Right.
Or trust the juicy program calls putting alloc.
I'm going to add a comment in the thread about what I just said. My suggestion to call it truncate bytes. Does anyone else have something else to suggest?
Yeah. Okay. So 3684, that's error LD library could not found for dash L system on Mac OS Big Sur.
So 1 hour ago, a workaround suggested by Lutz H. Xcode select dash dash install. So if that works for the OP, well,
I think the workaround was not for the original bug. I think that was just in response to a comment by someone who hadn't read comments above.
Got it.
Because I think Sean had already mentioned that command. And that installs the Xcode stuff, but it doesn't solve the original problem. And
okay. I have not run this operating system, so I don't have any particular comments or things to add, I think. But it sounds like Sean already has a solution in mind, and has suggested how to do it, so somebody can pick it up and take a help wanted, good first issue kind of. There's probably nothing else to discuss here. Sean's already triaged it.
Yeah. Okay. That does it for Pony C. So let's go start at the top here. We have two issues for HTTP server. One of them is correctly handle HTTP 1.0 keep alive. That's issue number 20. Looks like current API doesn't allow this. So, let's see here.
Yeah, I think anything in particular to discuss for either the HTTP server issues?
Sorry, what did you say, Joe?
I was just saying, I think nothing in particular to discuss for either of these HTTP server issues.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the label to apply for number 20. I think it looks like there probably needs to be some discussion around how to add this. I'm just gonna, let's see here. Yeah, I'll just leave that as it is. Let's see if anybody else comments on that. Sorry, and then add usage examples to the README. Yeah, I don't think there's anything that we need to discuss there. Okay. So. All right. main actor, there's a PR bump INI from 1.3.5 to 1.3.7 in site. It's Dependabot. Again, I'd rather not merge this until somebody gets a chance to test it. It looks innocuous enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just leave that there. Let's see here. MKDocs theme, same thing. Bumpy INI. Let's skip that for now. And Pony tutorial, add details to README. Let's see, issue PR 452.
Looks good to me.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go ahead and merge it.
Sounds good. Okay. And Pony website, we've got our Last Week in Pony issue, 636. And Pony Up, there's one issue of Segfault on show and update, issue 172.
Let's
Looks like there's some discussion around this.
It looks like there was a there's an underlying network issue of the CloudSmith servers not being reachable from the OP's machine. But there's a null case not handled issue for OS socket connect. Sean is asking this person if they would file issue ticket or if you should. So nobody's done it yet. I think I will. I can go ahead and file that. Just to make sure it gets done.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. That's it for issues then. Does anybody have anything else they would like to discuss on this call? Going once. Going twice. I will count that as a no then. All right, so let's see here. Next week would be the 22nd. I will be around, so my plan is to host again next week. Anybody else not going to be around or?
Yeah, I'll be around. I may even have some time to work on phony stuff.
Hey, what a world. Well, great. We'll show up and we'll see who else is there and we'll see what we want to do from there. Cool. All right. Well, in that case, then, I will stop this recording. Thank you, everybody who showed up, and thank you, everybody who listened. And if you're hearing this, please feel free to join us next week, same time, same place. Take care and have a good week.